Once in Calcutta, Achyutananda Swami had a conversation with our landlord, a Bengali gentleman named Mr. Roy. The landlord had told Achyutananda his version of Radha and Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. He said that Lord Chaitanya is the original and Radha and Krishna come from him. And he said that Lord Chaitanya is even greater or more beautiful than Radha and Krishna, as Rasgulla is better than milk and sugar, because he's the combined form of Radha and Krishna, like a Rasagula is a combined form of milk and sugar. Achyutananda was somewhat confused by the landlord's philosophy, so he approached Srila Prabhupada to explain the truth. Achyutananda Swami presented the whole discussion to Srila Prabhupada. He said, then he asked, who comes first? Srila Prabhupada replied that Radha and Krishna come first, and when they combine together, the combination is Lord Chaitanya. The same example, first milk and sugar exist separately, and then they combine together to make Rasagula. Then Achyutananda asked, well, who is greater? Srila Prabhupada paused for some moment, closed his eyes, and then answered, Radharani is greater. Then he pointed to a picture on the wall where Srimati Radharani was sitting on a raised platform and Lord Krishna was kneeling at her feet trying to please her. So Srila Prabhupada said, Srimati Radharani is the greatest. Then he pointed to another picture where baby Krishna was carrying the shoes of Nanda Maharaj on his head and then said, Nanda Maharaj is the greatest. Then there was even a picture of Mother Yashoda with a stick and little Krishna cowering in fear. Srila Prabhupada concluded, the devotee is the greatest. So then we will hear about the bus stop. Even after Prabhupada got the permit to build the residences for the devotees, he still had to get permission to build the temple, and the government seemed determined not to give it. Sometimes when things looked really bad, Srila Prabhupada almost appeared to become hopeless. But even when he seemed hopeless, he would always see the positive side. One day he said, even if we don't get permission and build the temple, never mind, we'll make Hare Krishna land into a bus stop. We will have many buses and we'll send devotees out to do sankirtan and distribute books. And every now and then they can come back and refuel, put gas into the Benzinski Pumps car. Srila Prabhupada had an amazing way of turning something that appeared to be negative into something positive. Srila Prabhupada was always a fighter, always a hero. I remember another Leela. Prabhupada was in was driving in a car to Mayapur when the horn went out of function. Now in India, everyone knows the horn is 5 times as important as the brakes. It is the life and soul of a car is the horn. If the horn is gone, everything is gone. You have to stop your journey. So Prabhupada, it was explained to Prabhupada, the horn is out of function. We are very sorry, we have to stop. No, said Prabhupada. And he took one of his plates, took it out of the window and banged with his cane against it. Bang, 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 ching, ching, ching. And then he said, we should introduce this method in America. Bang, bang, bang. Maybe today we can try when we go to the school, we can make an experiment about it. I think the Bosnian police will have some fun, you know, to watch us. And Daksha can start a new business following the path of the Acharyas. Evening, I came to Srila Prabhupada's room after a long day in Bombay. As usual, I had traveled to and from the city in the crowded trains, and to and from the train station in a crowded bus. And as usual, I had not taken any prasadam from the morning until the time I returned. Srila Prabhupada looked at me and asked, "How are you feeling?" I then noticed how weak and sick I was. "Well, frankly speaking, Srila Prabhupada, I feel a little tired." Anyway, Srila Prabhupada already knew. Immediately, Srila Prabhupada ordered grapes for me. He said grapes are very good for strength and energy. Then he insisted I eat the grapes in his presence, and soon he asked if I was feeling stronger, and yes, I was. Finally, he concluded to work very hard for Krishna for 2 days and then to recuperate for 3 days. That is not a very good proposal. It is a very, this is called spontaneous Vaishnavism. It's very funny. When I arrived in Juhu from Calcutta, this is Giriraj Swami, Srila Prabhupada was holding a pandal program at Hare Krishna Land to draw people's attention to the project there. After preaching at Hare Krishna Land for about 2 weeks, Srila Prabhupada left for Australia. And soon thereafter, one couple, Dr. Captain K.H. Singhal and Mrs. Singhal, who had attended the program, invited us to their home for a small program of kirtan and prasadam, our first invitation after the pandal program. Dr. and Mrs. Singhal were among our first friends in Juhu. As the days and weeks went by, Dr. and Mrs. Singhal became closer and closer to the devotees and offered more and more service. Dr. Singhal offered free medical treatment while Mrs. Singhal took care of the devotees and sometimes sued for the deities. They introduced us to their friends, and through Dr. Singhal we met Mr. K.L. Kejriwal, who was later initiated by Srila Prabhupada as Manmohan Das, as well as Dr. S.N. Poddar, Mr. Amrat Lal M. Pandya and Mr. H.M. Bhatia. They all became life members and in turn helped us enroll other members. Subsequently, Mr. Pandya and Mr. Bhatia also took initiation. So, one day Mrs. Singhal invited Srila Prabhupada for lunch. And Srila Prabhupada, Tama Krishna Goswami and I drove together to their small apartment in Villa Parle. Dr. and Mrs. Singhal received us warmly, led us to the next room, seated us on the floor on cushions and affectionately served us prasad. Towards the end of the meal, Mrs. Singhal and one of her lady friends suddenly burst through the door into the room. They were singing Hare Krishna while Mrs. Singhal played on her violin. Tama Krishna Maharaj turned and gave a look as if to say, "What on earth is going on here?" Srila Prabhupada turned to Tama Krishna and said, "This is spontaneous Vaishnavism. You have to learn to be a Vaishnava. They are naturally Vaishnava." Imagine dancing. Very good. Yes. So here's a question which you might have before. It is the question that comes up. Prabhupada chose devotees to take on particular roles as GBCs, maybe as gurus. But later it showed that these devotees could not keep their position in spiritual life. alive. So once Giriraj Swami asked Prabhupada about this. Srila Prabhupada, you know everything about us. You know us better than we know ourselves. Yet sometimes we see you put someone in an exalted position and then he falls down. How is that? Srila Prabhupada replied, the living entity is always marginal. So whatever position he is in, he can use it either for Krishna's service or for personal sense gratification. Thus the spiritual master places the disciple in the best position for devotional service, but the disciple can always misuse the position for personal gratification and fall down. This is a very important point. We are always in the position where we can either go this way or that way. We always have the opportunity. Each day we have it. Sometimes young devotees, they feel the most important point in my life is initiation. I must get initiation. I must get a special Indian name so that I'm part of the club. It is certainly very important to get initiation. You have to know that this does not solve the situation, your existential position of being marginal. What is the word for marginal? What? Ivichne. That means on the border, on the granica, yeah. Granichni, we can also say. Ivichni and granichki. You are always like this. Even when you are sannyasi, even when you are a guru, even if you are a GBC, you're always like this, and you have to always see that you use your independence to go to Krishna. There's a very interesting point which we don't, which we have yet to understand. There are two types of modi, or two kinds of people. One is the having people, and one is the having person, and the other is the being person. A having person wants to have things in his possession, and thinks by having things in his possession, his life is in order. I have a car, I have a family, I have an apartment or a house, and you think by this type of things my life is situated. Most of the people think in this way. But have you ever noticed that this doesn't solve problems? You can have a house, but you feel maybe dissatisfied inside. You can have everything. You can have a family, you can have a nice cloth, you can have everything which you can imagine, even a harmonium or a title or certain initiations and so on. But the happiness comes only when you go into this other mode of being, that is a being person. Being has to do with self-satisfaction. Being has to do with overcoming the material desires. Being has to do with being in connection, the higher connection, the connection with Krishna. Most of the people really, I have been a little bit in the Bosnian mood now, I have tried to understand them. And really, they radite a little bit in Nemechka, get some Nemechka Novats, and then come with a Novatsky, and then they buy a super stereo. With great work, they somehow get it through the toll system, isn't it? And when the Bosnian policemen see when they open the cars and they see the stereo, they become so intolerably aggressive because they want such a stereo also. They are envious and so on. And it's a very terrible situation. And then they have it, but somehow they don't feel very satisfied. There is a rajasic pleasure in the beginning, but it doesn't last for so long. So in Krishna consciousness, we must see through this illusion, the having illusion. I have things, and come into the being thing. And it has very much to do, this step, with recognizing your natural position as someone who is Granichka. This I cannot say very easily. Who is Granichka? Or Granichki?
Granichna.
Granichna. I can learn this. Granichna. This, who's Granichna? You know, he has to always, every day, decide, I want to go into the spiritual atmosphere. Every day you have to do it. Until it becomes your second nature. Until you know, I have not done this today. Why do I not feel totally happy? Well, I'm not in the being mood. I have not gone this way to the spiritual dimension. It's in the beginning a discipline. Because our mind will go in a different direction. I gave an example. Have you ever had this bicycle which is wrong? Some bicycles, they have in German language you would say a Drall. A Drall is a certain hankering to go in the certain direction. When you drive like this, do you know these bicycles? They go, and you really have to fight against it. So in the beginning, we need very much these rules and regulations to keep us alive. By these rules and regulations, we turn against the Drall in our mind, the force in our mind which always pulls us into the material direction. Toi toi. Okay, now it's time for a little poesy. Alright? Then we are finished. Yes, in Damodar Prem's apartment, all the features are there. We have everything is here. Everything and more. Mulitva sa Pushninda Pasada. O Lord Murari, we will hear about Prashanam, because today we fast. And by hearing about Prashanam, we will become heavy and energized. We will mentally, we will overcome all our miseries just by hearing about Prashanam. Is this a good idea? O Lord Murari, as you enjoyed the palatable food presented by the wives of the Brahmanas, the meal offered by Vidura, you enjoyed the meal offered by Vidura, the milk and yogurt of the cows in Braj, the handful of chipped rice from your friend Sudama Brahmana, you enjoyed the breast milk of Mother Yashoda, and you enjoyed the delicious foods prepared by the young girls of Braj. I hope the offering I now place before you will also enjoy it in the same way. This is a nice prayer for offering, isn't it? As you have enjoyed the food from the Brahmana's wife, the food offered by Vidura, the milk and yogurt of the cows in Braj, the handful of chipped rice from your friend Sudama Brahmana, so on. I hope you will enjoy this also. Then we will hear something about the glories of Mathura. When will I become fortunate to visit Mathura Puri and shed tears of bliss as I drink from the stream of nectar, words flowing from the mouths of the old guides there who say, you can imagine, he's going on pilgrimage and to Mathura Puri, and there is an old guide. How do we say guide?
Village.
Yes. So that village is here there, and he is saying, here was Nanda Maharaja's home. He's thinking, then I will cry a tear, tears of ecstasy, really. Here the cart was broken. Here locked Damodar, who breaks the bonds of birth and death for his devotees, was himself tied up with ropes by Mother Yashoda. When will I become fortunate to hear this type of talk? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. You may remember in the old times there was a song, Penny Lane is in my ears and in my brain. Here's another song by Govinda Mishra. Mathura is in my ears, Mathura is in my eyes, Mathura is in my voice, Mathura is in my heart. Mathura is before me, Mathura is behind me, Mathura is sweet, Mathura is sweet. This was composed by Sri Govinda Mishra, a great poet. Shravane Mathura, Nayane Mathura, Varane Mathura, Hridaye Mathura, Parato Mathura, Parato Mathura, Madhura, Madhura, Mathura, Mathura. You have to hear it in Sanskrit to appreciate it. Go ahead and worship Lord Brahma. Go ahead and worship Lord Shiva. Go ahead and worship the Supreme Brahman. I will not follow you. I will simply worship Vrindavan forest, which brought transcendental delight to Lord Krishna. The author of this poem is unknown. His eyes half opened, Lord Vishnu drinks the milk of his mother's breast. Finishing one breast, with his hand he rubs the other, from which the milk has already begun to flow. His mother fondles him with her fingers. He smiles. May the white splendor of Lord Vishnu's teeth, which are anointed with drops of milk, protect you all. This is written by Sri Mangala. Well, now we will hear. Maybe we should hear about a letter which Krishna wrote to Radharani. It's very difficult to find. Yeah, it's about the gopis and Krishna. Hiding behind a kadamba tree to the Yamuna shore and suddenly beginning to play his pastime flute, Lord Mukunda made the gopi, dipping her jar in the water, turn her face. From where is it coming? The sound. Hare Krishna, very nice. 3 hours have passed. 6 hours have passed. 9 hours have passed. The day has passed. Alas! Alas, what will I do? I do not see Krishna's face. The author of this is Sri Shankara. Then we will hear the last one. Oh, it is very nice. This is Radharani's gopi friend writing a letter. But this is very confidential. For this we need to be more attentive. Hare Krishna. Yeah, so we have heard a few pastimes of the Lord, and please look at Prabhupada one more time. I wish that you can always be aware that you use your marginal position in steering against the force which directs you into Maya. So always take the bicycle and put it to Krishna, and it becomes very nice. Like I think yesterday we made the experience, we sat down in the Nam Yagya and we were a little bit, you know, how it is in the beginning, everyone is talking and looking at who comes in the door is the main question of the evening. But then after some time, when we become more in this transcendental atmosphere, we feel very happy and we feel this is what we want, this is what we need. I think this example should convince all of us to try this more, to use our energy to go in the right direction, isn't it? It starts, first you start doing it with your body. You don't want that your body is any longer engaged in material activities. Then you begin to think, I should speak also proper. I do not want to speak glupasti any longer. And then the real thing starts, and you begin to understand, I have to be careful with my mind, what I think. And when you begin on this level, then your real spiritual life will begin. Devotee means the umski, the mind. Krishna is interested in that. Alright, so I thank you very much for coming. You inspire me very much, because if I would have to read alone, I wouldn't be as ecstatic as to read with all of you. So thank you very much for making an old man happy. And tomorrow morning we will continue to Dubrovnik. Is the ship already there? We will see, huh? Temple ship. Not yet. Coming. All right. Lord Ramachandra ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hari Bo.
Sachinandana Maharaj ki jai.
Jaya Jeta Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jeta Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Nityananda Rav Jaya Nityananda Rav
Nityananda Rav Jaya Nityananda Rav
Nityananda Rav Jaya Nityananda Rav
Nityananda Rav Jaya Nityananda
Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jila Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jila Prabhupada.
Krishna.
When we were in Osijek, we started a little practice in the morning, and that is that we read from this wonderful book which Brajamani has given to me as a present. It is called Sri Nityananda Charitamrita. It has additional pastimes of Lord Nityananda, and it makes the heart happy. Because we are always going late to bed on these tours, and we don't have a regular morning program, because we want to rest and be fit for the day's activities, I always invite devotees to come in the morning and join us for reading about this book. And I always make it a point to encourage all the devotees to try to concentrate themselves on the subject matter. Because anyone who hears about this wonderful personality will have it very easy to connect with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think as devotees of Lord Krishna, we know how important it is to have this spiritual connection in our life. Without this spiritual connection, our days are not much different from the days of the materialists. We have certain goals, and we are worried if we can reach the goals, yes or no. But if we are in Krishna consciousness, that means if we have the higher connection, we also have our goals, but we understand I'm not in control. Let Krishna use me in whatever way he wants, and that is fine with me. In other words, the devotee is base strach, base anxiety. Anxiety means?
Tiskoba.
So, Srila Prabhupada has given us a very nice, let me say, tip or encouragement how we can establish this higher connection so that we lose the anxiety. What will our future mean? I'm in my Rahu phase now, like the rest of the world also. Discover I'm a normal person like everyone else. What will be my future? If we connect every day with Lord Krishna, we will not have this anxiety. Oh, this is too difficult of a word, but I think you know what it means. It's in your genetic codex. We always have this anxiety, what will be with us. And we can only get this out of our system if we feel not a connection with our horoscopic body, our material body, but if we feel a connection to Lord Krishna, then we lose this anxiety, whatever the word is. I hoped it was a word like strach, the short word, but it is not good. So let us hear now about the wonderful activities of Lord Nityananda, which will make us totally transcendental, because he's an avaduta. He's beyond all rules and regulations. It's sometimes nice to hear about such a divine personality. He breaks on through to the other side of illusion. Yes. Lord Nityananda lived in Navadvip, totally merged in the ocean of Prema Bhakti. What did he do there? He inspired everyone to chant the holy names. Singing and dancing for Krishna's pleasure was everyone's only duty. Previously, he sported with cowherd boys in every house of Gokula. Now Nityananda manifested those Gokula pastimes by happily doing Nam Sankirtan. What if we thought if we were so happy to have we will open there. Good. So when Lord Nityananda was in Navadvip, the people only had one duty, singing and dancing. I think yesterday when some of you danced as Krishna Jivani and Gauran were singing so nicely with electric bhajan, with electric kirtan, then you could understand how nice it is to happily dance. Imagine when Lord Nityananda was present, the only duty of everyone was to happily dance and chant, nothing else. Once, oh, now it starts, something extraordinary. When the word once comes with Nityananda, something will happen. Once, supremely independent Lord Nityananda wanted to see Lord Chaitanya. Taking leave from Mother Sachi, he happily left for Neelachal by the will of Sri Chaitanya. Overwhelmed with prema, he travelled with his devotees through the countryside, singing the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees danced, shouted, and cried with joy as he made his way to Neelachal, merged in ecstasy. Wonderful. In a few days he reached Neelachal. Neelachal is Jagannath Puri. Arriving at Kamalapur and seeing the top of Jagannath temple, Nityananda fell senseless to the ground. What is Kamalapur? Kamalapur is a village on the bank of the river Dandabanga in Orissa. This village comes after Martali and Patpura station. After taking sannyas, when Lord Chaitanya travelled to Neelachal, he came to this village via Bhuvaneshwara. The Lord became fully absorbed in ecstasy, seeing the dome of Jagannath temple from here. So, Nityananda came to Kamalapur, this village, from where you can see the top of the Jagannath temple, and immediately he fell senseless to the ground. You can see here. Nityananda is arriving in Kamalapur and immediately he falls to the ground, bang. Too much ecstasy. Tears of love incessantly streamed from his eyes as he called out, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Go. On arrival at Neelachal, he remained in a flower garden. He sat down in a flower garden. That's where he was. Who except Sri Chaitanya can understand the mind of Nityananda? Aware that Nityananda had arrived, Sri Gaurachanda left all the devotees behind and went to greet him. He soon reached the flower garden, where Nityananda sat in deep meditation. When Sri Chaitanya saw Nityananda absorbed in deep meditation, Lord Chaitanya was filled with ecstatic prema. You can just see Lord Nityananda meditating, and the radiance of transcendental bliss is there. Usually when he meditates, he is in Vrindavan, in his mind, in his identity as Balaram. He sees all the cowherd boys and Krishna, and he has goose pimples over his transcendental body from ecstasy. So Lord Chaitanya saw him and immediately his heart was full of ecstatic prema. Then Lord Chaitanya recited his own verses in glorification of Nityananda and circumambulated him. That means he went around him. O readers, please hear the glories of Nityananda spoken by Sri Chaitanya. Hearing them makes one attached to Lord Nityananda. So now comes the verse. When you hear this, if you are listening attentively, you will become attached to Lord Nityananda. Let's see if it
This comes from the mouth of Chaitanya. Griniyat yavani panim vishet basus nukalayam tatapi brahmana bandyam nityananda padashvujam.
Even if Lord Nityananda marries a meat-eater girl or enters into a wine shop, he is still worshipable by Lord Brahma, because he's always on the transcendental platform.
Gaurahari repeatedly recited this verse with full devotion while circumambulating Nityananda Prabhu. Realizing the Lord had come, Nityananda Swarup instantly arose with awe and reverence, uttering Hari Hari. One is unable to describe the happiness felt by Nityananda on seeing Gaurachandra. He roared like a lion, and fell forcefully on the ground in prema. They circled each other and offered obeisances to each other. Then both the Lord embraced with love and cried.
Wonderful.
Sometimes they rolled on the ground with joy and roared such that it defeated the sound of ferocious lions. It was louder than lions. The love and affection they exchanged was like that between Sri Ramachandra and Lakshman. Correct. This was the affection they exchanged. They glorified each other, reciting favorite verses and offered obeisances to each other with folded hands. Shedding of tears, shivering, laughing, being unconscious, hair standing on end, loosening color, and many other symptoms of Krishna prema clearly showed in both their bodies. Only the Lord's most intimate associates saw the wonderful love and devotion displayed by the two lords. Lord Gaurahari folded his hands and began to offer prayers to Nityananda.
O Nityananda,
you are really Nityananda, eternal bliss.
You are the reservoir of the Vaishnavas.
And you are Lord Ananta.
All the ornaments decorating you
are surely incarnations of Prema Bhakti. You've happily put on the ornaments of 9 types of Bhakti.
Your causeless mercy
will liberate all wretched sinners like us.
Even demigods and great sages, and also the mystic yogis desire the devotion
which you have awarded to the merchant class of Saptagram. Lord Krishna, who is glorified by the Vedas, is your property.
You can sell him to anyone.
Who has the power to understand your glories?
O Lord Nityananda,
you are ecstatic Krishna prema personified.
When you glorify Krishna's transcendental qualities, you
lose yourself in ecstasy.
Day and night you glorify Krishna.
Krishna Chandra always resides in your heart.
In fact, your body is the abode of Krishna's pastimes.
If anyone offers love and respect to you, Krishna never ever rejects such a person. After this praise from Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda folded his hands and began to speak in a humble way. Although you are my Lord, somehow you are praising me. This shows your affection for your devotees.
You can circumambulate, offer obeisances, kill or save me. You can do anything you wish with me. What more can I say, O Lord? What do you not see with your divine vision? You are the supreme controller of everyone's mind and life. Whatever you inspire me to do, this is what I will do. Before, you made me accept the renounced order of life. Now you've turned me into this. I left the life of an ascetic, and now I carry a flute, stick, horns, and bracelets. Yes, you must know that Lord Nityananda was a sannyasi, but by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, he turned into an avaduta, that is, someone not restricted to any rules and regulations. Beautiful turban, like this. And wonderful bangles and jewels around him. He dressed in white, blue, and yellow silks. It was really looked like most fantastic dresser, much better than in the Paris fashion, you know. Just very, very extraordinary. He had a very tall body, and his lotus eyes went up to his ears. He was so beautiful that the Maharaji felt like and his eyes were always full of love. If he would go on a road, he would usually chant the names of his Lord, either Lord Chaitanya or Lord Krishna. And his singing was so powerful that sometimes there were people who had climbed on the palm trees to pick coconuts, but when they saw this extraordinary personality chanting and being dressed so fantastically, they would immediately fall from the trees but start to dance and chant without any hurting symptoms. The Shakti of Lord Nityananda is such that even maladetas began to sing and dance, and not 100 people could hold them. For 1 month, these maladetas were fasting. Yes, and they were very strong because the Shakti of Lord Nityananda had entered the sratza. This is something extraordinary, isn't it? Camellia is totally... This is right, this is correct, this sounds good. yes, this is the Lord. So there was a Brahmin once. This Brahmin had gone with Lord Chaitanya to the school in Navadvip, and he saw Lord Nityananda roaming around. Oh, I forgot to tell you, he had a red iron stick covered at the end with gold and with silver, solid iron. Yeah, you know, it was something for a really heavy iron stick, and he was walking with bang. Bang, you really, you know, made an impression when he came down. So this Brahmana, he didn't know what kind of osaba is this, what type of person he is. Many worshipped him, but he didn't look like a sannyasi. Imagine someone dressing in this outrageous fashion. I mean, we would think, is he really a sannyasi? We would ask this question, isn't it? We would think, I cannot understand if he is a sannyasi or not. This was the Brahmana had this doubt, and he went to Lord Nityananda, to Lord Chaitanya, and he said, I don't want to make an offense against Nityananda, but I just can't understand him. Let me tell you how he formulated his doubts. He said, "Oh Lord, I like to ask you something, but please give me your permission." Chaitanya said, "Oh, no, ask anything you want." "I don't understand what this Nityananda Avaduta is doing at Navadvipa. Everyone says that he is a sannyasi, but to everyone's surprise, he chews betel nut with camphor. A sannyasi is not supposed to touch gold and so on, but Nityananda decorates his whole body with gold, silver and pearls. Abandoning the saffron robes, he dresses himself with fine and exquisite clothing. He also puts sandalwood paste on his body. Why does he carry an iron stick instead of a sannyasdanda? He always is together with shudras. I do not find his behavior in accordance with the scriptures. So I have a doubt in my heart. Everyone addresses him as an exalted person, but he doesn't follow the rules and regulations of his ashram. Oh Lord, if you think me your servant, then please explain the truth." And Lord Chaitanya says that material piety and sin, which come from good and bad actions, can never be seen in a pure devotee of the Lord. And then he makes another point that Lord, these great, great, powerful controllers and personalities can do things which are apparently against morality, but because they are just like fire, which devours everything which is fed into it, they remain unpolluted. I think this is a very deep and good understanding. We are not like fire. When we associate with things which are very bad, like if we drink wine, we immediately, influenced. If we see too much TV, immediately we are influenced by it. Or videos. We had a very interesting discussion in our philosophical car called Sharanagati about videos. We have to be, because one of our devotees who was in the car had seen a warm video, and he, for education, and he had then been at the bank of the Atria, and he tried to chant, but as he was looking at the waves, he saw the Americans landing at the Normandy coast of France and being blown into pieces by the German soldiers. He thought, "What is going on? I want to chant." But again, bang, an American, just a soldier, lost his arm right before the arms of the eyes of our chanter. He saw everything. He saw the soldiers being killed underneath the water from the bullets, but he wanted to chant. And from that he concluded that it's not good for his spiritual life to see too much videos, because then the deep sankskaras, impressions, will be in the heart, and instead of chanting at the Adriatic coast, he's fighting with the German soldiers at the bank of the Normandy, which is not really so pleasant, because it's so dangerous. This shows that we conditioned souls are not really like fire, who can absorb all the impressions and so on. They stay, shlup, and they go into our heart, shlup divup, and then when we want to remember Krishna, it is very difficult for us.
this devotee has given us a very good illustration of what it means to not be like fire. And so Lord Chaitanya says, one who is not a great controller, the word is Ishvara, it's usually a word used for God. If you are not God, in other words, or if you are not God-like, one should never imitate the behavior of such ruling personalities, even mentally. If out of foolishness an ordinary person does imitate such behavior, he will simply destroy himself, just as a person who is not a Rudra will destroy himself if he tried to drink an ocean of poison. And then Lord Chaitanya makes a very important point. He says, those who will criticize such a great personality for his activity, thinking this personality to be an ordinary soul who's influenced like an ordinary soul, will make great offenses and as a result go down to a very low destination. And he gave the example of Krishna's brothers. What is this? Krishna's brothers? Yes, when Krishna was born to Devaki, he had six brothers. Do you know? They were born before him, but they were all mercilessly killed by Kamsa. And now Lord Chaitanya tells us why. In a previous life, they were the sons of they were the grands of Lord Brahma. Now Lord Brahma once had some far out activity. He fell in love with a girl and chased after this girl. And the girl didn't want to have any correct connection with him like this, and turned into a female horse. So Brahma thought, this is, I can also do this. Whoop, and he formed into a male horse. Then the girl taught, who was none else than his daughter. Brahma was a little under the influence of passion here. She turned into a cow, and he turned into a bull. She turned into an eagle, a female eagle, and he turned into a male eagle. In this way, all the species were created due to the original desire, which is a sexual desire. Interesting, isn't it? And finally, Lord Shiva said, this is too much. My father is really under the influence. And by his great power and austerity, he could check this. This was in one creation. Now, the sons, the grandsons, started to laugh. Look at Opa. Opa, we say Opa. Dieta. Diet. Look at Diet. Yes, look at Diet. He's very, very unusual behavior. And they were laughing like this. But because Diet was a pure devotee of the Lord, somehow we cannot laugh. We make Vaishnava aparad. And as a result of this, they became firstborn. They were in some relationship with Hiranyakashipu, but then in the next birth, they were born in as sons to Devaki and Vyasadeva, and Hiranyakashipu, who was their great in a previous life, became Kamsa and killed them. This is what happens when there is Vaishnava aparad. Lord Chaitanya gave this as an example to the Brahmana. You must know that when whatever Lord Nityananda does, he is not influenced by the reactions. Even if Lord Nityananda marries a Muslim girl or enters a wine shop, he is still worshipable by Lord Brahma. I think this is very important for us as devotees, because see, Krishna consciousness has nothing to do with mundane logic and mundane piety and mundane so on and so forth. Lord Nityananda challenges our spiritual understanding, which is necessary if we must become spiritual people. We can do anything. But he doesn't do this, you know, because the Lord's activities are for instructing also the conditioned souls. So here let us continue. So Lord Nityananda very helplessly, like a little child, said, "I used to be such a good sannyasi, and now look at me. I'm dressed like this. This is only by your will. You have influenced me, and I'm your instrument. Whatever you will, I will do. Fully surrender. Now you have turned me into this. I left the life of an ascetic, and now I carry a flute, stick, horn, bracelets. You gave the treasure of austerity and devotion to all your dear associates, headed by Sri Advaita Acharya. But just see what you've done to me. You made me leave the life of an ascetic. Ordinary people now laugh at me. I'm your puppet. Make me dance for your pleasure. Are you punishing me or rewarding me? Only you know. By your causeless mercy, you can even make a tree chant your holy names." Lord Chaitanya replied, and this is now very important. Please listen to Lord Chaitanya's answer to this. Very deep discussions, isn't it? "The ornaments you wear stand for the 9 kinds of devotional service and nothing else. Hearing, chanting, remembering, offering obeisances, and so on, are eternally your ornaments. Ordinary people never understand why Lord Shiva holds the king of snakes on his head. From a spiritual point of view, Lord Ananda is the life and soul of Lord Shiva. He always holds his worshipable Lord in the guise of holding a snake." Mm-hmm. "Acha, Ananta is another form of Lord Balaram and the worshipable form of Lord Shiva." Now, to honor, because Shiva wants to honor Lord Balaram, he wears him as the king of snakes around his neck. That's the reason. Now we know. I also did not know this before. "Without knowing the depth of his character, if anyone blasphemes Lord Shiva, then his spiritual progress is checked. I don't find anything but bhakti rasa in you. I'm telling you this from my heart. You are fully absorbed in the happiness of Vrindavan as one of the Nanda Maharaja's family members. You've put on various ornaments in your own happiness. A fortunate person, one who feels pleasure by seeing your mysterious qualities, will surely meet Krishna. Stick, flute, garland of gunja and flowers, and sandalwood paste represent your transcendental body." These are all actually ornaments of Lord Balaram. "All the boys who associate with you appear to me as none other than Sridham, Sudham, and others. I have a feeling that all the cowherd boys of Vrindavan who used to play with you are now here with you. They all have the same mood, the same color, and the same potency
exactly like relatives of Nanda Maharaj. Anyone who loves you and your devotees certainly loves me. You can hear when Lord Nityananda left Jagannath Puri, he went with all his dear associates and this was really far out how they went. Instructed by Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu left for Bengal with his own associates, Ramdas, Gadadharadas, and Raghunath Vaidya, who were filled with love and devotion, Krishnadas Pandit, Parameshwaradas, and the most blissful Purandana Pandit, all went with Nityananda Swarup to Bengal. As he began his journey, he first induced his associates to become ecstatic. So they were all ecstatic. They all forgot themselves. Who am I? Don't know any longer. There was no end to the ecstatic symptoms that arose in their bodies. For example, the mood of Sri Gopal manifested in the body of Ramdas, the foremost among the Vaishnavas. On the way, Ramdas transfigured into a threefold bending form and remained unconscious for 9 hours. He just stood on the road for 9 hours, with threefold bending form. 9 hours! Do we have this in Croatia, that sometimes people stand on the road and don't move? We have this? You have...
We have this.
Yes, yes, yes.
They are standing maybe few minutes.
9 hours. Because he was in the mood of Gopal. Gadadharadas, absorbed in the mood of Radhika, suddenly began to laugh loudly, saying, "Ha ha, who will buy yogurt?" The broad-minded Raghunath Vaidya Upadhyaya displayed the mood of Revati. Both Krishnadas and Parameshwaradas constantly created mischief in the mood of cowherd boys. They constantly Purandara Pandit climbed on a tree and jumped down saying, "I'm the great Angada." This is a monkey. Yes. Nityananda Prabhu, the origin of Sri Ananta, inspired everyone to revive his original mood. They walked very fast, sometimes forgetting themselves and walking in the wrong direction. They often asked the local people, "Brothers, please tell us how to reach the bank of the Ganges." People would reply, "Alas, alas, you're on the wrong path. You just wasted 6 hours of journey." Getting proper direction, they would return to their original path. All of them smilingly walked along the road. They did not know their own selves, what to speak of the roads. None of them felt the urges of the body, such as hunger, thirst, fear, or distress. They were totally merged in bliss. No one can describe the unlimited pastimes Nityananda Prabhu did on the way to Bengal. Nityananda, the source of Sri Ananta, finally reached the village of Panihati on the bank of the Ganges. You know, then it's described how they lived happily in the village of Panihati, and they would roar loudly in ecstasy. It was a loud sound when they were in ecstasy. And then Lord Nityananda desire to dance, and then immediately three famous singers quickly assembled there. Who was it? The most pious Madhava Ghosh was expert in doing kirtan. There was no better singer in the world. He was known as the singer of Vrindavan and was very dear to Nityananda Swarup. And the three brothers, Madhava, Govinda and Vasudev, began to sing. The Supreme Lord Nityananda began to dance. When the most powerful Avaduta, Nityananda, danced, it seemed like the earth shook with every step. Nice. Sometimes Lord Nityananda glanced on someone while dancing. That person would fall on the ground filled with love of God and transcendental rasa. This marked the auspicious beginning of Lord Nityananda's deliverance of the fallen souls. He danced for a long time, showing all the signs of ecstatic love. How does this sound to you? We must wake up. We are such ordinary people. What is wrong with us? Going to work and going to worry and being in total forgetfulness. Camelio, this is a scandal how you behaved last year. This is how we should be, ecstatic with Krishna consciousness, being filled by the glance of Lord Nityananda. Do you realize the serious consequences for the life? Yes. He just, there's so many pastimes that I wish to have to put this here for a moment, because now we have to finish the other chapter. We are in two chapters at once. This was the old chapter and we are in another chapter. We have to continue here, otherwise we get all over the Nityananda Charitamrita. So Lord Chaitanya, I think this was our original point, made it very clear that you cannot judge Lord Nityananda by his external symptoms. Yes, he is dressed in wonderful ornaments and pearls and jewels and so on. It is described in Nityananda Charitamrita how these came on his transcendental body. It's described that once Lord Nityananda simply wanted to wear these jewels, and then they arrived automatically before him. They immediately, here, one time Lord Nityananda wanted to wear ornaments. As soon as he desired this, immediately various kinds of valuable and enchanting ornaments appeared before him, made of silver, gold and diamonds. Dharmagupta, this is a mobile phone, you can go on the balcony. Yes, and phone there. Enchanting ornaments made of silver, gold and diamond appeared before him. So Lord Chaitanya says, these are not the decorations like maybe a famous person would like to decorate himself, or the split schematergy like to decorate with jewels and so on and so forth. No, they have to be seen as ornaments of bhakti. And the example is Lord Shiva, who wears a snake around his hand. It's no one else than Ananta, his worshipable Lord, whom he carries. We cannot say, what is this snake decoration? Very unusual fashion. No, it means something else, and our eyes interpret it. So this is how Lord Nityananda, you have to view him in that way. And my dear devotees, let me, I feel I have not made it really clear, Hare Krishna. This therefore, I think Lord Nityananda challenges our
let me say, spiritual understanding, if we can just cross this ordinary perception which we have, this is right, this is good, and so on, and come and love Lord Nityananda for what he is, we will get the lubav of Lord Chaitanya. But this is a little test. This ordinary understanding we have to leave. This is not a religious movement, Krishna consciousness. Religion is formed for the need of piety in this world and correct this is spirituality, which is totally beyond the dark and bright of this material world. It's totally transcendental. You cannot measure it like this. It is very interesting, isn't it? We are challenged by Lord Nityananda to cross over the threshold of mundane conceptions. He
looks at us with the blissful eyes and laughs and encourages us to leave our mundane conceptions and come break on through to the spiritual side. Yes. Krishna, Krishna. Very well. Can I communicate what I want to express? It's a little difficult. We can understand? Yes. So they were praising each other, and Vrindavan Das Thakur continues. Who can describe the two lords' glorification of each other? By praising each other, they were filled with ecstatic bliss. After Chaitanya and Nityananda regained their composure, they sat down in a lonely flower garden. The talks between the controller and the supreme controller exchanged there are known only to the Vedas. Whenever Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya met each other there would be no one else around. By the supreme will of Sri Chaitanya, not one witness heard the blissful talks the two lords enjoyed. No one. Knowing the Lord's mind, Nityananda Swarup purposely met him alone. Lord Nityananda always tried to conceal himself, as the Lord did not wish to manifest himself to everyone. The heart of the Supreme Lord is most soft and mysterious. This is the opinion of the Vedas and authorities like Lord Brahma. No one knows him in truth yet. As they are able, they try to glorify him. What to speak of others? This is the verdict of Goddess Lakshmi. The Lord's wonderful qualities are such that everyone thinks the Lord loves him the most. Lord Nityananda often spoke confidential topics to Sri Chaitanya. He said, I would live the life of an ascetic and worship Krishna by all means, but I don't know why you had me give up that life to carry a stick, a flute, books, peacock feathers, gunjamala and ropes. It is stated that all of the devotees of the Lord, the cowherd boys, are the highest of all. The devotional service done by the cowherd boys and girls of Vrindavan is the result of their severe austerities. Exalted personalities such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva also desire this mood. Only a recipient of the Lord's mercy is qualified to receive Braj Bhakti. Sri Uddhava desires this devotional mood of Braj in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vande Nanda Vrajastrinam Pararenom Abhikshnashah Yasham Hari Katot Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. I repeatedly, that means again and again, offer my respects to the dust from the feet of the woman of Nanda Maharaja's cowherd village. When these gopis loudly chant the glories of Sri Krishna, the vibration purifies the three worlds. Yeah, this is now the last paragraph.
Somehow I have the feeling there's so much noise. Maybe we should just Dharmagupta, I think we should close the door, but when, please come in, but when you hear the telephone, there's one devotee who takes care of Dobro, because life is so short and diversions or distractions are so big, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. This is the split drama which you all know by heart by now. This is now a very interesting point. See, Lord Nityananda was made by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give up the symbols of ordinary sannyas life and dress like a cowherd boy. Earlier, we heard about a pastime where Lord Nityananda went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let me make it simple. So, there is a reason why this has been done, because Lord Nityananda wanted, Lord Chaitanya wanted to really show that a lot, the highest type of bhakti which is in existence is the bhakti of the cowherd boys and the gopis towards Krishna, who out of deep love consider Lord Krishna to be non different than their friend. And sometimes in this friendship they climb on the transcendental body of the Lord when they have spots as cowherd boys. Then they have two sides, and the losing side has to carry the winner side. It is, we know all this when Brajamani was a Maladetsa. I think you played also the things from morning till evening. You were more into swimming, maybe. Yeah. But I know from my friends, we had these games from morning till evening. We were just playing in the trees, in the parks, and we were just playing. When I woke up, mommy, when can I go and play? You have not even dressed yourself. You want to play? Yes, I want to play. My friends are waiting. Let me go now. And then my mommy would give me something to eat. Yes, let's go eat and then go play. So this is very natural for the cowherd boys. And Krishna, out of love, accepted this role. And sometimes his side would lose and he would have to carry. Now, when you carry, the feet go on your body of the other person. And, you know, this is very amazing for the authorities of the Vedic scriptures, that someone can touch with the feet Lord Krishna. Imagine we would see someone touching with the feet the deity on the altar. We would become furious. And even Mangala would become strong as Arnold Schwarzenberger to correct this wrongdoer, because it is not acceptable for this is done. So this is so how the Vedic authorities, how can they do this? But the example is given. When there is love, you do, now this gets very confidential, you do not distinguish between your body and the body of someone else. This is known to grihasthas who make children. They do not consider a difference. They become in that loving emotion of one couple, one being, one entity, and from this and a new life emerges, a child is born. There is an intense degree of love. There is no shame and no restriction. This is my body, this is your body. This all dissolves into nothingness. And now when in the Braj Bhakti,
it is described, there is, they don't distinguish any longer. It's Krishna's friend, so friendly, so close, so dear and beloved, so extremely near, so extremely close. There is no this difference any longer. This is the power of Lubav, spiritual Lubav. This exists in the pure form in Vrindavan. It's a pure form. And what we can see here are the reflections of it. And sometimes the reflection can give us an idea, but only an idea, not the complete idea, only a fraction of an idea. And so Lord Chaitanya wanted this type of highest understanding of love for God, for Krishna, to be preached. That's also why Lord Nityananda once broke the danda of Lord Chaitanya. Can you see him? He breaks it into three pieces. Because he wants to show that the ordinary Vedic path of rules and regulations is not the goal of Chaitanya Bhakti. It is the highest form of lubav for Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is the explanation why he made him look like a cowherd boy and have a flute and a horn, which is very unusual. We don't even want to attempt this. Imagine we would dress up Venugopal like this and let him out on the streets of Split. It's unimaginable, you know. Unimaginable, isn't it? We can't imagine this. Lord Chaitanya did this to Nityananda. It was a sign what he came to teach. So therefore it is described here, I repeatedly offer my respects to the dust from the feet of the woman of Nanda Maharaja's cowherd village. When these gopis loudly chant the glories of Sri Krishna, the vibration purifies the three worlds. Whatever the Vaishnavas offer to Sri Gaurachandra, he gladly accepts. By the mercy of Krishna, all the devotees remain merged in the ocean of transcendental bliss. But sometimes they would engage in mock fighting. Seeing this mock fighting, if a person takes the side of one and criticizes another, then he is to be understood as unfortunate. All the devotees of the Lord are non-different from the Lord, just as the hands, fingers, and legs are inseparable parts of the body. Still, it is the conviction of all the Vaishnavas that Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the worshipable Lord of everyone in all respects. They always glorify the Lord as the supreme controller, sole maintainer, supreme witness and unfathomable truth. One can achieve the wealth of bhakti by the mercy of those in whom the Supreme Lord mercifully manifests himself. Even if the Lord invests all his energies and the quality of omniscience in a devotee, he still punishes them properly when they commit offenses. It is the special feature of the Lord that he never fails to glorify Nityananda and Advaita. Even if these two personalities perform uncommon activities, still Gaurachandra does not say anything to them. After spending some blissful moments with Avadhuta Nityananda, Lord Gauranga took his leave and returned to his residence. Nityananda Swarup happily left to see Lord Jagannath. Anyone who hears the description of the meeting between Chaitanya and Nityananda, this is you, what will happen with you now? They will be relieved from material bondage. Dobro, very good. Accepting Lord Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Can you now understand why I am the eternal servant of Rajamani Prabhu? He has given me this present and I will never be able to forget it for the rest of the life. It is the best book.
Toito.
Yes, this is one little piece, and I always like to read from this book also to the devotees. It's a very interesting expression of Srila Prabhupada, isn't it? Amazing, isn't it? This is written by a dear god brother of mine, our Giriraj Prabhu, no, Giriraj Maharaj, I'm sorry. And he has little stories about Prabhupada. After serving Srila Prabhupada as Zonal Secretary for India for more than 3 years, Tamakrishna Goswami returned to America to preach, and soon Tamakrishna Goswami formed the Radha Damodar Travelling Sankirtan Party, which made devotees, distributed books, and sent money to India. In the meantime, Bhagavan Das, who was GBC for France, came to spend some time as GBC in Bombay. And almost every day he and I would go to the city to work on the permission for the temple. In fact, Srila Prabhupada did not want to leave Bombay until he got the permit to build this Juhu temple. During this time, Srila Prabhupada was lecturing every evening on the teachings of Lord Kapila to Devahuti. And Bhagavan and I would usually return just in time to take some prasad and attend Srila Prabhupada's class in Kirtan. Srila Prabhupada was so concerned about the work that sometimes he would call us to the Vyasasan during the program and ask for the news, you know, in the midst of the Kirtan. Still, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be happy in Krishna consciousness. So one evening during the program, he announced from the Vyasasan, "You must always dance in Kirtan, even if you don't get the permission." All glories to Srila Prabhupada. No matter what comes in our life, as happiness or distress, we get the permission or not, we must be devotees of the Lord and always dance in the Kirtan. It pleases Krishna, and after the first 20 dance steps, it pleases also us. But first you have to break through the first 20. Or is it 25?